Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, it's Carson and Kennedy. Welcome to the podcast for Wednesday, October 21st, 2020. Kennedy is actually out today. We'll get into the Good Vibe Tribe. My son had to have a coronavirus test, and of course, I recorded the entire thing, and there's video. I think it's going up on the Mix Instagram and Facebook if you want to see that. And yes, they had to do that test where they stick it way up the nose, and my son actually took it pretty well. I was surprised by that. Annie's obsessed with The Bachelorette. Thankfully, you don't have to watch that crappy show. Annie does it for us. And I think that's about it. You remember when I was reckless speculating that Tom Brady moving to Tampa Bay has completely affected the city of Tampa and
yes.
Now they're winners? Well, somebody did a deep dive, and I don't know if you've seen this, but this is wild about Tom Brady. Now listen, he had a mildly successful career while he was here in Boston.
Just a little bit.
Right? And the other teams while he was here did pretty well. Well, someone tried to find out by looking at how successful the sports teams were in every city that Tom Brady has lived in, and the results are actually spooky. So Tom grew up in the Bay Area from 1977 to 1994. The San Francisco 49ers drafted Joe Montana and won 5 Super Bowls. The Oakland Raiders won 1, and the Oakland A's won a World Series. Then Tom went off to college, and he went to the University of Michigan from 1995 to 1999. The Detroit Red Wings won 3 Stanley Cups, and Brady's Michigan Wolverines won the national championship. Well, the Tigers, they didn't really do much, but you know. Then from 2001 to 2019, the Patriots won 6 Super Bowls, the Red Sox won 4 World Series, the Celtics won an NBA championship, and the Bruins won a Stanley Cup.
Oh, that was a fun run.
It was.
And in the past year, in addition to the Tampa Bay Rays making the World Series right now, the Tampa Bay Lightning won the Stanley Cup.
That's it.
Isn't that wild?
It is. It is weird. I saw this graphic yesterday, and I was like, oh, my God, who has this much time on their hands? But
guys like me and Tom Brady, we radiate winning. It's just a culture that we create.
Thank you, Dan. Thank you, Producer Dan. We appreciate you. The Patriots hopefully will get a win on Sunday. Their game is at 425 versus the
49ers.
Jimmy Garoppolo,
hey,
49ers.
Garoppolo, we're probably going to lose.
Yep. Kennedy is out today. Let's get to the Good Vibe Tribe.
Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe. In this world filled with serious news reports and people doing stupid things, we say every little thing is going to be all right. Yeah. There are people in this world doing good work, and we are here to celebrate them. So don't worry about a thing. Nah, yeah. Here's another story from a member of Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe.
A guy in Idaho celebrated his birthday last week in a pretty generous way. He sent some of his employees to a grocery store with $5,000 and had them pay for random people's groceries. He wanted to do it quietly, but eventually the local news tracked him down. Seen anything interesting on your pandemic walks? A 12-year-old boy in Canada went hiking with his dad and found a 69-million-year-old dinosaur fossil.
What?
That's something I've noticed we've done a lot more since the pandemic.
Finding dinosaurs?
Yeah. Oregon hospitals are now allowing parents to wear clear plastic face masks when they visit newborns in intensive care. They did it so the babies can see their full face, not just their eyes. Research shows it's important for early development and bonding. Plus a baby's face.
Yeah, the baby has to see your face.
A family in Dallas did something fun to lift people's spirits back in March, and now it's a mini tourist attraction. They went to a park and started leaving brightly painted rocks next to a trail. Then people who heard about it started mailing them rocks. Now there are 2,500 of these brightly painted rocks. They line the trail, and the town has turned it into official part of the park.
Oh, that's fun.
A dominatrix took a guy on a leash into a fancy grocery store in Los Angeles on Saturday.
Oh. Different kind of fun.
Right. And they were both wearing masks.
Love that.
She had a standard medical face mask, and he was wearing a dog mask with a chain attached.
You know, whatever you got to do.
She bought a smoothie, then took the guy out on the patio of the fancy grocery store and fed him out of a dog bowl while she whipped him.
You know, I feel like if you can't bring your actual dogs into the grocery store, can you bring your human dogs into the grocery store?
Apparently, Dan.
It's a weird line.
As long as they're wearing masks, you know, they're doing their part in whatever way they can.
Hotels.com is here for you for Thanksgiving. You know, we all know what Friendsgiving is, right? Well, you can rent Friendsgiving Island to help your crew keep your distance from other people the week before Thanksgiving. It's a 3-bedroom house on a private island off the coast of Florida, and it's only $300 a night.
What?
Yeah.
I'd go there.
Well, it's Florida.
Yeah, that's true.
You're going.
Yeah, but if it's a private island and you're only going with select people,
yeah,
then that's
not
bad.
Yeah, but you got to get past all the other Floridians and be like, choo, 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 choo.
Dodging lasers.
Right. And I have some good news. If you have been quarantining because of the coronavirus, I just went through this for the past couple of days. We were worried about my son. He went to tennis without a mask, and then a couple of days later, he was sick. So that's why I was out for a couple of days.
Is he feeling better?
Yeah, he's feeling better. I mean, it might have been allergies or just a cold or whatever. Thankfully, it was not COVID-19. We got the test done and everything like that. But if you are quarantining at home, two things will help: mouthwash and baby shampoo. They are extremely effective ways to kill coronavirus particles. Now, it's not going to help you if you already have it, but it will help you take a few extra steps to protect the people that are around you as
cool.
well. All right. What did we got for some Good Vibe Tribe audio, producer Dan?
So game one of the World Series was last night, and the Dodgers won. Tom Brady, speaking of him, he actually narrated a little opening, like one of those cool openings at the beginning. But we're not talking about him. We're talking about the national anthem.
Oh, see us that
is that Pentatonix?
It is Pentatonix, yes.
That is super cool.
Unbelievable.
Opening up the World Series. This would be their busy season, too. They're about to heat up for Christmas, and now they're not going to come around.
Right.
Makes me sad.
You see, the Dodgers have this player who had a pretty good game, Mikey Betts.
Mikey?
Mokey.
Oh.
Is that his name?
Yeah, he was around here for a while.
I wish the Red Sox could get players like that.
Yeah, he had a
franchise player, you know, yeah, once-in-a-lifetime kind of player.
Yeah,
that's what I hear.
It's amazing he makes those sounds with his face.
I know, the beatboxer is crazy. Have you ever seen them live?
No.
They're fun.
Someone who should be celebrated in Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe, call or text us now, 617-931-1234. Keep up the good vibes there, Boston.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041. Kennedy is actually out today. Let's get to the dirty on the 30.
She's got the Hollywood hookup. Gossiping 24/7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
With Kennedy.
Yeah.
Also, coming up at 8:15 this morning, we're going to get a complete recap of The Bachelor. Annie's obsessed. I know you were up late watching it. Annie said she fell asleep with her phone on her face while writing notes about The Bachelor.
I woke up. I was like, where am I?
Oh, that must have been a spicy episode.
Dan, it's getting real.
All right. For The Dirty this morning, Kennedy's going to hate that she missed this story because a certain actor that she loved shared a story about dropping $30,000 off at an orphanage after he won it in a casino. But before I get to that, I want to get to your girl, Miley Cyrus.
You played the climb.
Yes, here it is, Annie. So, Kennedy had the story yesterday about Demi Lovato and the aliens.
Yes.
And that app. Well, guess what? Miley got chased by some sort of UFO while driving through San Bernardino with a friend. She says, I'm pretty sure about what I saw, but I also bought weed wax from a guy in a van in front of a taco shop, so it could have been weed wax.
That's my girl.
That's a great story.
That's my girl.
I don't know what weed wax is, but okay.
I bet if you get it in a taco shop in California, it's probably pretty good.
100%.
But the best way to describe it is a flying snowplow. It had this big plow in front of it. It was glowing yellow. I did see it flying, and my friend saw it too. There were a couple of other cars on the road, and they also stopped to look. So I think what I saw was real. I was shaken for like 5 days. It effed me up. I couldn't really look at the sky the same. I thought they might come back.
Oh, that is incredible.
Also, speaking of Miley, you know, she's been dropping a lot of covers recently. We've seen her perform some pretty amazing songs like The Cranberries the other day. I saw that one, Zombie. That was spectacular. What is this Metallica album I'm hearing about?
So she revealed in a recent interview with Interview Magazine that she's been working on a Metallica cover album. And she said at first she was like wicked uninspired in the beginning of the pandemic, like didn't really want to work on music, just kind of want to chill out. And now she's just all about it. Like I was telling Dan yesterday just about the Unplugged and how much she's into it and how she's really into her pocket. Like you said that when we were interviewing her too, that rock voice.
Yeah, I love it. When she does the rock stuff, that's just my favorite.
It's unbelievable.
I wonder what Metallica song she's going to cover.
Do you remember this TV show? Can you name the TV show?
Happy Days.
Happy Days. Do you really remember anything about the Happy Days?
No.
One of you?
I used to watch it as a kid.
Besides Chachi.
Nick at Night, baby.
Oh, yes. Yeah, so we actually watched it when it, you know, back in the day when we... Back in my day, we had three stations.
I had to get up and change the channel with my hand.
Yeah, that was before the clicker. I was the clicker for my parents. So on Monday, Ron Howard tweeted that he's going to be doing a cast reunion to benefit the Wisconsin Democratic Party with all of the staff from Happy Days.
Wow.
It's happening on Sunday. So Marion Ross, Mrs. C, Fonzie, Henry Winkler, Donnie Ralph the Mouth Most, and Anson Potsy Williams, plus additional cast members and special guests. But don't show up expecting to see Chachi. So Scott Baio is a very vocal Republican and Trump supporter. And not only is he not taking part, he's livid that it's even happening. He said, what a shame to use a classic show like Happy Days about Americana to promote an anti-American socialist hashtag. Shameful. The Full House superstar John Stamos offered to jump in and play Chachi. And Scott Baio zinged him pretty hard, and he said, quote, shouldn't he be taking care of Aunt Becky?
Ooh.
Oh, wow.
That was
to be fair, good one.
But. Yeah, that was actually, that was pretty
sick
good.
Sick bird, sick bird.
All right, so as I mentioned, Kennedy is out today. She's going to hate that she missed this story, but one of her all-time favorites, Nicolas Cage, has blown so much money over the years. He seems like the kind of guy who dropped $1,000, you know, thousands of dollars in a casino in a day, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, didn't he spend like $2 million on a dinosaur egg?
He's done.
And then
some...
he had to give it back.
He's like, whoops.
Because you can't just have dinosaur eggs, Nick.
So he did an interview with Marilyn Manson in Interview Magazine and said that while he lives in Vegas, he hasn't gambled in 30 years. And there's a reason for that. He said, and I quote, I was in the Bahamas. I walked into a casino and I felt like I had my mojo with me. Like nothing could go wrong. My game was roulette. I went in with $200 and I didn't miss a number. So much so that even the lady spinning the wheel said, nothing sweeter than a repeater. In 20 minutes, this is Nicolas Cage, he says, I turned $200 into $20,000. So I went, I found an orphanage in the Bahamas, I met all the kids and the headmistress and said, this is for you. I put the 20 grand in her hand, I walked away, I never gambled again because if I did, it would have ruined the power of that moment.
Wow.
He says, the story is true. You can't live in Vegas if you're a gambler. I've seen it destroy people of all the addictions. I think it might be the worst. For years, it didn't seem like anything could stop Nick from working. He's been doing around 5 movies a year for 15 years.
Unbelievable.
Because he spent all his money.
Right. But obviously, pandemic, he says, I've been in lockdown for 5 months trying to do the right thing, and it gets a little frustrating. Like, we saw a thing maybe 5-6 months ago where... Didn't he drunkenly get married to somebody in Vegas or something like that?
Yeah, I know, like in 24 hours.
Yeah, right, that wasn't the best.
Yeah, wasn't good luck.
He's one of the most interesting cats in Hollywood.
For sure.
Like you know, his MTV behind the music of Nicolas Cage would be wild.
Yeah.
Yeah, we interviewed him years ago on this show. And here, maybe 10 or 11 years ago. And then afterwards, he complained to the bosses about the interview.
What?
Yeah, we didn't mention the movie enough, I guess. So, you know, sometimes when we do the interviews, we'll just do the interview and, you know, record it. And then when we play it back, I'll set it up by saying, oh, Nicolas Cage has a new movie. And then we play the interview. So sometimes I may not even talk about the movie with them. And I probably should tell people that. And I didn't. So he complained. He's like, they never mentioned the movie. And I'm like, well, we were going to. But, you know, I get why he was upset.
That must have hurt Kennedy's heart because she loves him.
Yeah. And I asked him about his naming his son after a Superman character.
And, oh, Kal-El?
Yeah, and he just gave me like a one-word yes answer. There was a lot of that, too. It just wasn't a great interview, unfortunately. You know, it happens like that sometimes.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
The Carson and Kennedy Show is back.
So here we go.
On Mix 104.1.
All right, Kennedy is out today, and I don't know if you noticed or not, but I was actually out the past 2 days. I did the show from home yesterday, and then Monday I was just off completely. We had a COVID-19 scare in the house. My son has been going to tennis on Thursdays, and my wife goes over like just to check up on him because it's right across the street from where we live, and she noticed he wasn't wearing a mask when he got done, and she was like, "Where's your mask?" And he's like, "I couldn't find it when I left." She's like, "Wait, you realize before you left for tennis it wasn't there? You didn't have it?" He said, "Yeah." She's like, "You know, I make them. There's like 5,000 of them sitting in my office about 3 feet from where you walked out the front door."
The tennis instructor wasn't like, "Buddy, you got to have a mask on?"
I guess not. I don't know.
Right. Just because they're so spread out and like...
Yeah, they are. I mean, there were only maybe two other kids there.
Right.
But still, we've explained to him, like, you got to wear the mask. He was wearing it the other day when he had his lacrosse camp. So then on Saturday, he gets sick. And he's like achy and sniffles and, you know, he's coughing. And we're like, oh, my gosh, you know. So out of an abundance of caution, obviously, we were scheduled for him. And so it means I had to stay home for a couple of days. And so we hopped in the car to take him over to get the COVID test. And, of course, I hooked up the GoPro so you guys could enjoy all
of
all of the fun of us going to get a COVID test.
Want to share where you're going?
No.
Why not?
Fine, but it'll just make me feel the pain of the COVID test.
We don't think you have COVID.
I probably don't, but just to be safe.
I should probably be wearing a mask right now, but I also feel like
I don't have.
If you have it, then we already have it. You had
cough,
and runny nose.
Sort of.
Difficulty breathing.
I did not have difficulty.
I'm not trying to make stuff up. Yesterday, you were having trouble breathing.
I never said I'd... How? How do you know?
That's what Mom said. I'm not trying to make stuff up.
She's lying.
You
Stop
said
it.
You...
Oh.
No, I said I didn't have trouble breathing.
Listen, you have trouble breathing right now. I can hear you.
Yeah, because I'm yelling at you.
What about, were you tired or achy?
I'm always tired.
Retreat.
You went to bed at what time last night?
Okay, I went to bed like 8.
Why? What did you say to us last night?
I'm tired.
Okay.
It just makes me more up, and there's a lady that's going to give me the COVID.
Do you think that's...
No, please, no.
So...
She is like a
There's
small...
like a drive-thru testing part. I don't know where to go.
Oh, yeah.
Is this it? Drive-thru test. Oh, okay. There's people in line. This must be it. Oh, wow.
There's the lady that's...
What's this car doing in front of me? I have a 2:45 appointment. It's 2:46. God bless these people out here doing this work.
Can we ask her if we can do a swab test? Can you ask?
Swab test?
No, not swab test. Damn, spit test.
A spit test? Do you think they have it?
I hope so.
Doesn't look like it.
I mean, ask. Ask. I don't want to be doing no...
I'm not asking.
If you don't ask, I will be.
Okay, well, you can ask. Why don't you put your mask on until she comes up.
Hey, buddy, how you doing? You ready?
Good.
Cover your mouth with the mask. There you go.
And... Oh, good job.
Look at you. You did better than the adults.
Nice job, buddy. Did that tickle your brain? Because it tickled my brain. Good job, bud.
My nose has no boogers.
He said his nose has no boogers now. Thank you so much. Is that it? All right. Have a great day. Thank you for the work you're doing. All right. Bye. There you go.
Oh, I can't feel my nose.
Let me see.
No, and he doesn't look like anything. It
How
just
do I get out of here?
I say you follow the arrows.
That's gonna be tight. This big old truck. Oof, ooh, it's tight.
My nose is vibrating.
It just stinks because he's had one before that you can tell he's just like, I know what this was like. I know the anticipation of it, that it was freaking him out.
And he
obviously
goes, Dad, can we please get a spit test? And Pops goes, no, that's not good content.
I'm not asking for that.
I don't think they're doing them in most places, are they, the spit test?
No,
I don't know if they're readily available.
Yeah, I don't think they're as available as the nasal swab one, but I just feel so bad for him.
I know, it sucks. It sucks, but I promise you he'll remember to take his mask with him to tennis on Thursday.
Every time he works on that backhand, he'll be masked up.
Right, and they got it back quickly. You know, when we left, they said it would take 24 to 72 hours, and we took the test at like 2:45, and by 9:25 yesterday morning, we had the results back.
Which is awesome.
Right.
We're very lucky here because I know down south that isn't like that.
It just caused chaos, though, because like my wife works out of the house.
Yeah.
And she has an employee that was supposed to be coming in. Barrett was supposed to be going to his friends to do the pod learning for the day.
Right.
I'm supposed to be coming to work. My mother-in-law. Hey, these are all things that, you know, I didn't really think about. Until now, we're like, oh my gosh, this has entirely changed what our week is going to look like. So
I just can't get over his I'm always tired line, like he's a 60-year-old accountant.
I'm always tired.
Like he's going to get always tired tattooed like Post Malone.
Like you play six sports a day, you're fine.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Oh, I forgot to mention this. Tomorrow on the show, Joey McIntyre, New Kids on the Block. He has a new song that he's releasing on Friday.
Yes.
Had a chance to do a Zoom chat with him yesterday. And if you follow me on social media, you'll see where my son crashed the Zoom chat. Like ran across behind me. I didn't even know it was happening. Joey starts waving to him. And Barrett is running, jumping through the air and dabbing all at the same time.
Perfect.
I'm like, all right, well, I can't kill my son on Zoom because Joey would see it, so I'll just have to wait till this is over.
I just can't wait till Barrett's 18 years old and you'd be like, remember when you dabbed on a New Kids on the Block member? And he's like, huh?
And he's going to go, who's New Kids on the Block?
I asked him that. So Joey said, he's like, hey, Blondie, what's up? So Barrett came over and said hello, and I was like, Barrett, this is Joey McIntyre. Have you ever heard of New Kids on the Block? He's like, well, yeah, Mom loves them or something. Like, he said something like that. So
yeah, Joey was like, that's our wheelhouse.
So we'll have that interview on the show tomorrow. It's a part of our Carson and Kennedy Talk with Famous People, brought to you by our good friends at Arbella Insurance. Kennedy is out today. Let's go ahead and get the dirty.
She's got the Hollywood hookup. Gossiping 24/7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
With Kennedy.
Yeah.
So Shawn Mendes just dropped.
All right, let's go.
Oh, sorry about that.
Kennedy, could you please leave the studio?
Sure thing.
I hit the wrong baton.
Shawn Mendes just dropped the first trailer for his upcoming documentary. It's called In Wonder. It'll make its debut on Netflix on November 23rd, and it first shows Shawn coming out of the shower trying to get the ladies all hot and bothered. And the trailer just follows behind the scenes moments from Shawn touring the world, what he does to prepare to go on stage. And of course, we couldn't get through the trailer without mentioning Camila Cabello.
Everything is about you. It's always they've always been about you. She goes, what do you mean? I'm like they're all about
you. Let me start that over. Sorry about, because you got to hear the first part of this.
My song comes on the radio or something, and I'm like, everything is about you. It's always they've always been about you. She goes, what do you mean? I'm like they're all about you. Like every song I've ever wrote.
So he's saying every song on the radio that he's had has been about Camila Cabello. It's always been about her.
Even before I knew you, I was writing about you subconsciously.
Stop.
Because our love is eternal.
Stop.
As my good friend Kennedy probably said in the 1980s, gag me with the spoon.
That's pretty slick, though. I mean,
what about Stitches? Like, what about the heartbreak ones?
Right.
What about those, Sean?
Well, there was heartbreak. Didn't they dated? Didn't they, like?
No, they were friends.
Yeah, and so he was probably back then just thinking about dating her, and then they went off their separate ways.
He was dating other people, too.
But it doesn't mean you don't think.
It's a good line.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Someone said that about you, Annie. You'd love it.
Right.
I'd be like, I didn't know you 6 years ago, you weirdo. Why are we writing songs about
me? But they did know each other. They met when they were pretty young, right? Didn't they meet when they were teenagers?
I think it's all garbage, personally, but that's just me. Let's move on to Ariana Grande.
You don't have a lot of hate in your heart, but you got some for them.
Yeah, it's just...
And it's not for Sean. I think
I think it's fake. I think the whole thing is fake. And I don't like that.
Andy, it's been a year now.
I don't care.
It's been over a year. It was last summer at the beach house.
They posed for paparazzi photos in the middle of a pandemic. Like, I just can't with the both of them.
Okay, but that doesn't mean the relationship is fake.
Ugh, just everything about them is just, ugh. Ariana Grande has been very vocal about exercising the right to vote, urging her fans to make sure they are registered and educated on the issues. If you follow her pretty much every week on her story, she's posting specific deadlines for each state. It's like, this is if you live in Montana, you have to register by this date, which I just think is so important, just because she has so many young fans, of course. So she partnered with this company called Pizza to the Polls. She sent pizza to hundreds of voters waiting in line to vote in Florida.
That's awesome.
Home state. And they posted a video. If you go to their Twitter, it's called Pizza to the Polls, and you just see the pizzas getting delivered. It's just, it's so nice.
Dan, you know where she's from?
Camilla?
Yeah, no. No. Ariana Grande.
No clue.
She's from Boca.
Ah! She's from Boca.
Yeah.
Also, some speculation on Ariana Grande's highly anticipated sixth album. It's called Positions. And they're saying there's going to be three collabs on the album, including Doja Cat and The Weeknd. And they're saying there's a big theme of, like, sexual experience in this album. So, you know.
That's cool.
Well, if you get The Weeknd.
And you get Doja Cat, I mean.
Did you see Doja Cat perform on the award show the other night?
Billboard Awards, right?
Yeah.
You said it was like a Marilyn Monroe theme, like very like pinup style.
Like Broadway style. Yeah. It was super cool. I was impressed. You know, a lot of times with artists, you know, you never get to see them perform, or you see a video, you don't know if they can really like dance and perform. She was amazing on stage.
She's
like
really talented. Good dancer.
Yeah, like it was Broadway quality. I was like, wow, this girl's getting it.
She's a talented gal.
Yep.
And Kennedy let you all us know a few weeks ago that Nantucket's finest Meghan Trainor and her husband Daryl Sabara are expecting a baby.
Spy kid.
Where do you go to announce a sexier baby, Dan? Well, of course you go to the Kelly Clarkson show.
Do you know the gender of the baby yet?
We've never told anyone, so I'm gonna.
You haven't told you.
No, I saved it for you, Kelly. I love
you. Oh my gosh! Are you excited? Was it what you thought you were pregnant with?
No, because I did all those look online of like how fast the heartbeat, where do your hips go, and I was like, oh, it must be this. I was wrong.
Oh
okay,
my gosh.
They're gonna tell you because they never get to tell anyone.
It's a boy.
I love that she let her husband announce it, too. I think that's so sweet, because obviously, I just feel like husbands always get pushed to the side during this. I mean, Megan's the one carrying the baby. She's doing all the work. But she was like, you know what? You never get to talk about it.
So. I like them as a couple. Yeah. I think it works.
Now that it's a boy, they're going to name it Juni Cortez, right?
I would die, Dan. Oh, a little spy kid. Are you kidding me?
That is cool.
All right, guys, coming up at 8:30, we're going to talk about how Nicolas Cage turned $200 into $20,000 and did something amazing with it. And Miley Cyrus saw some aliens. She is one of us, Dan.
They're out there. Listen.
That and weed wax.
Connect the dots, y'all.
Kennedy, could you please
pay attention? Sure thing. Good luck. Open your eyes.
Oh, my God.
The truth is out there.
I got smoked by Kennedy.
That is right.
Now, can you beat Kennedy?
Text from the 988, from the 978. I agree with Annie. A text from the 508. I totally agree with Annie. PR stunt, duh.
Thank you.
It is the longest PR stunt ever, then.
So what do you guys... So you don't think Shawn Mendes...
A lot of people think that Shawn Mendes is
secretly,
he's still in the closet.
That's I feel like that's what everyone's hinting at, but no one comes out and says it when
They say it. They say it. It's really kind of disgusting.
Yeah, I don't like that.
No.
He is who he is. He can believe or say or do whatever he wants to do, and it's nobody else's business.
I'm not commenting on his sexuality. I'm commenting on the fact that I think that they... made a song together, and it was very convenient to create a relationship scenario around said song. Personally,
I got you.
Which is, you know, tale as old as time. People do that all the time. Movie stars do this.
Oh, this is the long con.
Yeah, this is a long one. It's been a
year. I mean, it's pretty good. They're both good actors.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
A text from the 617. Did I miss Annie's Obsessed?
Nope.
No, you did not. It's Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1. Kennedy is actually out today. It is garbage television. Thankfully, you don't have to watch it. Annie's Obsessed.
Annie's Obsessed. She gets the traffic right.
Skirt.
Annie's Obsessed. Don't call her Monday night.
Oh.
The president of Bachelor Nation. If you didn't know.
Now you know.
Don't get her started on Supermarket Joe.
She met that guy.
And he's obsessed. Bachelorette Edition.
week two with our bachelorette Claire, and she already wants to jump somebody's bones, and it isn't hiding it at all. So I'm not sure what we're all doing here, but irregardless, let's get into it. Similar to the NBA, the Bachelorette also did a bubble. So they filmed the first introductions at the Bachelor Mansion, like we were talking about last week. And then they headed to the La Quinta Resort so they could safely film the season. So these dudes get room service while all previous seasons had to sleep in bunk beds. They'll do anything to stay on this season for the hotel pillows alone. I mean, for Claire. They'll stay for Claire, definitely for the right reasons. Second week means date time. We're talking group dates in, more group dates because there's still 75 dudes and it's time to trim the fat. First group date is all about the love language of it all. If you've ever taken the love language test and your highest ranking was gifts, I'm scared of you, but that's neither here nor there. Claire really wanted the guys to open up their hearts. Words of affirmation, gifts, quality time, and physical touch was basically just some softcore version of 50 Shades of Grey eye masks that I'm positive they stole from the hotel that they are staying in. But the point is, you already know that Claire was pumped to touch Dale.
The hand. Oh, I know this smell.
Watching Claire with Dale was definitely uncomfortable. It's touching on a deeper level. They kind of already have that connection, so I'm jealous.
So there's seven other dudes watching Claire and Dale. They're both masked up, so she doesn't know who it is, but she's saying, I know that smell. And she's clawing at him. It was the most uncomfortable scene of television.
They're
I've seen
both
in a while.
Masked up, but the other guys are in the room.
And they're watching everything go happen.
Oh my gosh.
So the night portion of the date got off to a bit of a rocky start when the guys realized they're just bros before you know what, and none of them try to talk to Claire first, and she decides to lay down the law.
I'm a little bit taken aback. I'm sitting here, I had made a toast, and then there was the longest awkward silence, and I just sat here and was embarrassed and had to does anybody want to spend time with me?
I'll take a moment to speak for the group. I don't think that was
you don't need
intention.
To speak for the group. You need to speak for yourself.
Speak for
if
myself.
You guys all want to hang out with each other, you can do that, and I can go home and go to bed.
Oh.
So then, of course, they all have to put their tail between their legs and say sorry and chase her around all night.
I mean, but can you blame them if she's so very clearly into one guy?
Yeah.
I know, but the whole thing is like, you should be the first guy to jump for her because that shows that you like, you know, it's all garbage anyways. Second date was the only one-on-one of the evening, and that went to Jason. And the date was all about addressing your trauma, which seems a little heavy for a first date. But honestly, Claire, I get it. You were in quarantine for months. You want to know which men are manipulative sociopaths right from the start. I totally feel you, girl. Usually men are pretty good about hiding it, but Jason is not men. He gave me big toxic vibes, but Claire gave him a rose, so she ignores red flags to a woman after my own heart. The final date was the greatest game in the history of sports, and Dan, that is dodgeball.
Oh, I'm a champion at that if you haven't heard.
Gentlemen, welcome to Claire's Extreme Dodgeball Bash.
Oh, yeah. Let's go.
I feel like I want to up the ante here.
All right.
I think we should play strip dodgeball.
Oh.
Now, I want to be very clear, first and foremost, that this was nothing compared to our Carson and Kennedy can't dodge this tournament. These were amateurs. Nothing like Dan. When the blue team was down to their jock straps, I personally wanted to call Chris Harrison and demand for 2 hours of my life back because it was so painfully awkward. The date ended with Claire talking to Brandon, and this clip is a little long, but I need you all to feel how cringy and how fast it went downhill.
So what made you want to be on here for me?
First of all, you're obviously absolutely gorgeous.
Oh, thank you.
But other than that, to be honest with you, I don't know really anything about you. I know that you're, you know, from Sacramento. Are you born and raised, or?
Wait, so you said you knew that I was a bachelorette and you wanted to sign up, but you don't know anything about me?
I obviously don't know you on a personal level and don't know your history. You're just so beautiful, and I wanted to get to know you.
Is there any other thing that made you want to come on for me?
I don't have a specific answer for you.
Bro, just say your frat brothers dared you to go on the show. Say you lost a bet. Say anything.
It's your Instagram followers. That's why they're all there.
Why is that bad? Why is that a bad answer?
Because you could at least say, well, I really liked the way you stuck up for yourself in other seasons. I liked this about you. Don't just say, well, you're really pretty.
I want to get to know you more.
Carson,
he was keeping it real.
No, he was not.
Why do we still have to pretend like they're all there for the right reasons? It's exactly. Season 20, we know why they're there.
The best part, Brandon could have cared less when Claire told him she didn't see this going any further. The dude practically skipped to the limo. But Brandon, you want to go home? You're from Cleveland.
Oh.
Next week, we will wrap this episode up with a rose ceremony and see who Claire kicks to the curb. If she does us all a favor and leaves with Dale already, please stop wasting my time.
Success, she gets the traffic right. Penny's obsessed, don't call her Monday night. President of Bachelor Nation, if you didn't know.
Now you know.
Don't get her started on Supermarket Joe.
He's not Dale.
Penny's obsessed, Bachelorette Edition.
Remember when I went to Chicago for a conference and Annie's like, hey, can you drive around Chicago and try and find Supermarket Joe for
me?
Honestly,
it's a nice ask.
I mean, it's
very
simple.
I feel
like he's probably at his supermarket.
Yeah, that was her rationale. She's like, no, I can give you the address of the supermarket.
I was like, just find him. I don't get it.
You don't got anything else going on.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.